Greetings and welcome back to another an ongoing series of Shir Mandaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Menachot Daf Ayin Vav Amud Bet at the very bottom of the Amud, beginning this our study of the seventh Perek, which of course is the sixth Perek in Mishnayot. HaTodah Hayta Ba'a Chamesh Se'in Yerushalmiot Shein Sheish Midbariot. Korban Todah, we're talking about the loaves of the Todah. And we're going to go into the details. Remember, we already invoked them in the previous daf. As far as the claim that we know how many loaves there are, we'll see the source for that in this shiur. And what evidently happened was, at a particular point in time, they increased the size of the measures by a sixth, such that six midbariseah now constituted five new se'ah, and we'll see more about that in the Gemara. Now, how much are five se'in Yerushalmiot? That's shtei efot. Now remember, an efah is 10 isaron. Isaron is a tenth of an efah, which means the entire thing is 20 isaron. Ha'efah shalosh se'in, there's the cheshbon, esrim isaron. Asara l'chametz v'asara l'matzah. As we will find out, there are loaves of chametz and loaves of matzah in the lachmei todah. 10 of the esronot go to the chametz, and another 10 go to the matzah. Now, asara l'chametz is isaron l'chala. There were 10 chametz loaves, and therefore each one was an isaron. Asara l'matzah, of matzah shalosh minin. The matzah had three types. Chalot, which are loaves, not chametz, but loaves. Rikikin, which are wafers. And revucha, which is boiled before baked. And each one of them is 10. So nimtzu'u shloshet esronim ushlish l'chol minumin. So therefore each one of them had 3 1/3 isaron, because all 30 of them had 10. V'shalosh chalot l'isaron. So therefore, each isaron you had was 3 chalot of the matzah. Now, uvmida Yerushalmit, if you were to go to the Yerushalmi measures, how would you figure this out? Hayu shloshim kav, because 6 kav is a se'ah. So 5 se'ah is 30 kav. So therefore, chamisha asar l'chametz, divided again in half. 15 of the kav go for the chametz, which is going to be 1.5 kav per loaf. Chamisha asar l'matzah, and 15 for the 30 matzot, which means half a kav per matzah. Chamisha asar l'chametz, kav mechza l'chala, chamisha asar l'matzah, matzah shalosh minin, v'kin v'vucha, v'mtzu chamesh kavin, l'chom minumin, u'shtei chalot l'kav. So therefore, 2 loaves per kav, or each kav is each loaf is half a kav. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Hatadavam v'chamesin yushalmi, etc. Menahani mili. Our question here is not how we know how much is supposed to be there, we'll get to that later, but rather that the measures play out that way. So we go to a curious source, which is the passages in Yechezkel Memhei that describe some of the amounts that are brought, and a measure that we're not familiar with otherwise, and we last encountered in Masechet Eruvin, is a measure called a bat. Chista da'amarkra, ha'efa ve'habat tochen echad yeheh, meaning an efa and a bat are the same size. And we know that bat is shalosh se'in afefa shalosh se'in. But that, of course, doesn't help us at all, because how do we know that? Ubat gufa menal. And how do we know that a bat is 3 se'in? And then when you say a bat and efa are the same, so an efa is 3 se'in. Ila milichtiv laseit maser hachomer habat. A tenth of the chomer is a bat, so a chomer is some big measure. So efa inamik tiv aserit hachomer efa. All this tells you is that a tenth of a chomer is a bat, and also a tenth of a chomer is an efa, because an efa and a bat are the same thing. But we still don't know how much that is. Ela chomer lo yadana kama. I don't know what a chomer is, so I can't figure this out. Chomer lo yadana kama. Ela me'acha. So this is the source text. V'chok ha-shemen, the amount of shemen, habat. Now, bat, the difference between bat and efa, by the way, is bat is a liquid measure. Efa is a dry measure. V'chok ha-shemen habat ha-shemen, u'maser habat min ha-kur, so that you give 1/10 from a kur, aseret habatim. And that's 10 batim, chomer. So 10 batim make a chomer. We already saw that a bat is 1/10 of a chomer. And now we find out that it's 1/10 of a kur. A kur, we already know what a kur is. Ki aseret batim chomer. So therefore we know that a kur, which is 30 se'ah, is 10 batim. So therefore a bat is 3 se'ah. Bingo, there we go. And when a bat is the same as an efa, so an efa is 3 se'im. Now Amar Shmuel, that solves that particular problem. Shmuel comes up with the following observation. Ein mosifin al midot yoter mishtut. At no point may the court that's in charge of weights and measures add more than a sixth to the volume measures, to the meaning of a volume measure. They can't increase the value of coinage by more than a sixth. Which we're familiar with from Bab Metzia, you're not allowed to profit more than one sixth. That's called ona'at. Now, my Tama, what's the reason for it? Rashi points out for the first one about volume measures. Are you afraid of panic buying, that the minute people see that the price for strawberries, instead of being a dollar, is $1.20, and they don't know that the reason for that is because the size of a bushel or whatever it is bigger. So yachishtut namilo, then it should also be less than a sixth. It should be any amount will create panic buying. Elamishum ona'a. It's because of ona'a, meaning that if the guy thinks he's selling a certain amount and the fellow is paid for it, the buyer is paid for it, and then when the buyer goes back to pick it up, he gets a bigger amount because the size, the names, the meanings of the names have changed. So kehilah have a vital mekach, and the problem is that consistently we're going to have a problem of cancellation of sales. Because if you have more than a sixth of ona'a, then the sale is canceled, can be canceled by whoever is the mitaneh, the one who got hurt. But that doesn't work either, because v'amarava kol darsh midav shemishkav sheminyan afilu b'chot nichdei ona'a chozer. We saw this recently, and that is that anything that's measured out or counted or weighed, even if it's less than a sixth, the deal goes back. A sixth is for things that are eyeballed. So that can't be the reason, because then again, it would have to be less than a sixth. So why a sixth? Elamishum tagaretz, because of the middleman. Kechol olimte diana, because we don't want him to lose. Meaning, he goes and buys stuff at a certain price, and then comes to town and finds out that the measure now is different, which means that his schlepping, which is about a sixth, his profit, which is about a sixth, will be lost. And we don't want him to lose more than that. Wait a second. Diana Hudala Limte. We don't want him to lose. Rev Chalubai, but he has to still gain. And if you allow for a change of a sixth, then that means he may end up working for nothing. Zavan Vizavin Tagari Ikri. If you buy and then sell for the same price, you're called a salesman. You're not a salesman. You're a nothing. So that can't be the problem, the issue. Elam Rav Chista Shmuel Kra Ashkach Vidarsh. Shmuel found a pasuk in this passage in Yechezkel, which tells you that you could increase any of these things up to a sixth. Where's that? Hashekel esrim gerah. So count this up. A shekel, first of all, is 20 gerah. That we know from the Torah. Esrim shkalim. Chamishav esrim shkalim. So count. 20 shkalim. This is worded very strange. 25 shkalim, which makes 45. Asav chamishah shekel. Another 15 shekel, which is 60. Hamaneh yalachem. So a maneh is 60 shekel. Now remember, a shekel is 4 dinar. So that means 240 dinar. But we know a maneh to be 100 dinar. So this is more than twice as much. Maneh matan v'arben havu. It's 240. And we know it to be 100. El shvam min atlat. There's three things you can understand from Yechezkel's passage. Shvam min maneh shel kodesh kaful haya. First of all, when we talk about a maneh in the kodesh, it's double size. Evidently, the only option they had here was either it's regular size or double size. So it must be double size, which means it should be not 100, but 200. Or to put it in shkalim, not 25, but 50. But it was 60. And that tells you that you're allowed to add to the value of the coinage, but not more than a sixth. And that the sixth is in the aggregate. In other words, once you've added it to 60, you say one-sixth of that is the addition, the hainu, from 51 to 60, and the first 50 are the base. You're allowed to add, and after you've added, one-sixth is the addition. Okay? There we go. Marvina, Matnit Nami Deka. You could see that in our Mishnah. Diktani, Todai, Taba'a, Chamesh, Sinur, Shalmiyot, Chen, Shesh, Midbari, Yot, Shmamina. He says you could see that from our Mishnah, and that's why this whole passage is here, because in the Mishnah it identifies the Todah as coming from a measure which used to be 6 and now is 5. It was 5, it used to be 6, and you see that they changed it by that amount, and no more. Okay, the next Mishnah is a little curious, because this is the second half of Mishnah Bet, and the piece we're going to get up to is, then we're, the next podcast will begin with the first half of Mishnah Bet. For some reason it got reversed here. In any case, so you have all of these loaves, you take one out of 10 as truma that goes to the Kohen. You take from each one of the korbanot, meaning the sets of loaves, a truma. Why does it say echad? Shelo yitol parus, that we also saw earlier. You can't take a slice. It has to be a whole loaf. Mikol korban, meaning shiyu korbanot shavot, meaning you have to take one from each set. Shelo yitol mi korban al chavero. You can't take, let's say, two of the matzah of the chalot and give no rikikin. La kohen is rakatam shlemi lo yeh, and we say you give it to the kohen who does the zrika of that korban. Asharna chala baalim. The rest is eaten by the baalim. Unlike any other mincha, it's eaten by the Yisrael, not by the kohen. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. So let's now see the braita that supports this. V'ikriv mimanu means min ha-mechubar. What does min ha-mechubar mean? It means you have to take it from the loaves that are right there, meaning it have to be loaves, and from the loaves that are there, you take one of them. It can't be in some other place. Echad, just like regular truma, shalom min ha-mukaf. Echad, shalitol parus, as you saw, mikol korban, shukomanot shavot, shalitol min ha-korban ha-chaviro, as we saw in the Mishnah. Now, truma la-shem, what does that mean? I don't know how many you're taking from, which means I don't know how many loaves there are of which you're taking one. I know you're supposed to take one, echad mikol korban, but one of how many? Hareini dan. So I'll figure it out as follows. Nemar kan truma v'nemar b'truat maser truma. Truat maser, which is the tenth that the Levi has to give to the coin from his maser, is called truma, and this is called truma. Mala lan echad me'asar, afkan echad me'asar, just like that's one-tenth. This is also one-tenth, which would tell me 10 loaves, and I give one. And by the way, that is, of course, the conclusion. O kalech l'derech zu. There's another way to go. Nemar kan truma v'nemar b'bikurim truma. Bikurim is called trumat yadecha. Malalan en lashur, afkan en lashur. Bikurim has no set amount. You could bring two olives. You could bring a whole basket, 10 baskets of olives. All right, a lot of olives. And so therefore, maybe you could take, you could bake as many loaves as you want of the todah bread of each type, and give one of them to the kohen. The answer is nirel midoma, which is our lachme todah more similar to. And we have to admit that it's not very similar to either of them. But which one is it more similar to? To trumat maser to bikurim. The answer is first anin truma she'ein acharei truma mitruma she'ein acharei truma. Lachme todah, you give truma, and you don't ever give another truma of it. You eat the rest. Same thing with trumat maser. Once the levi gives trumat maser, he's done. V'ayochich bikurim she'ein acharei truma. When you give bikurim, you still have to take truma, regular truma afterwards. So it's more similar to trumat maser, which is what we want. O kalech l'derech zu. There's another way to go, which is danin truma nechelat makom kadosh v'truma nechelat makom kadosh. Bikurim have to be eaten in Yerushalayim, and lachmei todah have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. But trumat maser, tochech trumat maser shenachal b'chol makom, can be eaten anywhere, which means it's more similar to bikurim, and we're back at square one. How do we know how many loaves to have? Talmud lomar mimenu truma l'adonai. Our pasuk says you take from it. Tibet trumat maser mimenu truma. It says also from it, and we don't have the mimenu in bikurim. So we have a tighter connection of mimenu truma that you don't have bikurim l'gzeirah sheva. Good, and that settles it. We know that there's 10 loaves. Now, lamadnu l'truma she'achad me'asara. We got that. V'leini yodea mikama hi'chala. I don't know how much flour to bring. Hareini dan, let's try this. Nemar kan lechem, nemar l'alman m'shtei lechem, lechem. So this korban is called lechem, and shtei lechem is called, of course, shvotechem, taviu lechem tnufa. Malan isaron lechala, what do you bring with shtei lechem? You bring two esronot, and it's two loaves, which means one isaron per loaf. Avkan isaron lechala, same thing here. So if there's 10 chalot, there's 10 isaron, that's easy. O kalech l'derech zu, there's another way to go. Nemar kan lechem, nemar belechem hapanim lechem. Lechem panim is also lechem, and lechem hapanim, if you recall, is two esronot per loaf, because there's 12 loaves and 24 esronot. Malan shnei esronot, avkan shnei esronot. So maybe here you have to bring 20 esronot for the 10 loaves. So again, nirel midomeh, which is lachmei todah more similar to? Shtei lechem or lechem panim? Danim mincha ha-ba'a mechametz im ha-zevach, mincha ba'a mechametz im ha-zevach. So the truth is that lachmei todah have a lot in common with shtei lechem. First of all, they're all the only two that have chametz, and second of all, they come along with a korban. They don't come on their own. Chiach lechem panim she'eno ba'a mechametz im ha-zevach. Lechem panim has neither of those. It's important to read that there's two points of comparison here. O kalech l'derech zu, but there's a way that lechem panim is more similar. Tanin mincha ba'am mi'aretz v'chutz la'aretz, min ha'chadash min ha'yashan. Mincha ba'am mi'aretz v'chutz la'aretz, min ha'chadash min ha'yashan. Again, this is two points of comparison. Lechem ha'panim is brought from wheat that comes from anywhere. And it is brought from wheat that is already yashan. The same thing with lachmei todah. V'chichu shtei ha'lechem she'in ba'od ela min ha'chadash min ha'aretz. But shtei ha'lechem have to come as the first wheat, and they have to come from Eretz Yisrael, mimoshvotechem. So which is it more similar to? Talmud Lomar, therefore, it says about shtei halechem, mi moshvotechem taviu lechem tnufa. The word taviu is extra. She'ein Talmud Lomar taviu. Ma Talmud Lomar taviu. Why did it say taviu? Anything that you bring like this, which is chametz, has to be like this, which one isaron per chala. So shtei alechem is a pasuk that signals other things should follow my model, which is one isaron lechala, and not lechem apanim, which is two per chala. So if that's the case, so take it all the way and say shtei alechem is an aggregate of two esronot. Maybe there's a total of two esronot here for all 10 loaves. Talmud Lomar, therefore it says tihiyana. We'll see at the end of our sugya why tihiyana helps. Okay, lamadnu asara lechametz. So now we know that there's 10 esronot for the 10 chametz loaves. And we also know that there's another 10 esronot for all 30 matzah loaves. Where do we get that from? Asara lematzah minayin. Talmud Lomar al chalot lechem chametz. So after the Torah describes the three kinds of matzah loaves, it then, which is 30, it then says, al chalot lechem chametz, along with, neger chametz avei matzah, meaning you bring the same amount of flour as you brought for the chametz, which means you brought 10 there, you bring 10 here, even though you have to make 30 loaves. Imsu esrim esronot lachmei todas, so there's a total of 20 esronot, asara lechametz, asara lematzah, as we saw. Now, yachol asarash matzah lo yukulan al minachad, maybe the 10 matzah loaves are all one kind of mincha. Talmud Lomar, this is very strange because pasuk says very clearly. Chalot matzot below b'ashem and one, ke matzot b'shuchim b'ashem and wafers two. So in bechet, for bechet, which is three. So shlosh esronim shlish l'chominu min. So you have three and a third for each kind. Shalosh chalot l'isaron again. Imtzu lachmei toda arba'im. The total is 40 loaves. Now what do you do? No, tell me on arba. You gave four. Noten la kohen, one chametz, one chalot, one rikikin, one mubechet, and rashar nachalim labalim, boom, and that's the end of this very, very long braita. Now, a little bit of analysis. Amar marvi, kriv mimenu, means min hamechubar. At the very beginning of the braita, we said, kriv mimenu means that the truma has to be right next to the loaves, has to be connected to them, as it were. Halmeata dichtiv et koch chaboy arim mimenu, when we talk about taking the chalev from the korban and putting on the mizbeach, and you're saying mimenu means it has to be taken from connected things. Hatamai mechubar. What's the mechubar there? The answer is it is. You're not allowed to cut up the meat of a korban before you take the imurin off. Meaning, when you cut the imurin off, it's coming from a full animal. After you take the imurim off, then you can cut up the animal, and therefore it is mimenu. Okay. Amar nemar kan truma v'nemar trumat maser truma. So in the braita, we played with Trumat Maser versus Bikurim. But we didn't go along the two other possible Trumot. V'nealaf mi Trumat Midyan. When Bnei Yisrael beat Midyan in that war of vengeance in Parshat Matot, they brought back the spoils, and they gave a Truma to the Mishkan. In some cases 5% or 50%, depending which half of the spoils. And that's called a truma, which would be a whole different numbers. The answer is, we're not going to go there, because then in truma nohegat l'dorot, and truma nohegat l'dorot, v'al tochiach trumat midan, she'ino nohegat l'dorot. Trumat midan was a one-time deal, it happened once in history, never to be repeated, and it's not a player here, as opposed to lachmei todah, trumat maser, bikurim, which are all perennial halachot. V'nelef mi trumat chala, what chala? Chala is a permanent thing, and that's really a kol shehu, and midrabanan, 1/24. In other words, again, we go back to what the Braita said, is the word mimenu makes a tighter connection between trumat maser and lachmei todah, cut out bikurim, and also cuts out chala. It just says trumat. Okay, Bari Rava. So Rava asked an interesting question. Trumat lachmei todah. These 1 out of 10 loaves that you give to the Kohen, are they really truma? Chayvin alein mitav chomesh, if a non-Kohen eats them intentionally, is it chayv mitav b'nei shamayim? If he eats it unintentionally, does he have to pay the Kohen plus the fifth? Or ain't chayvin alein mitav chomesh? Or is it just something that belongs to the Kohen? If you took it, so give him another loaf, or pay him the value. So okay, here's the two sides. Kevin, the eat kashtu trumat maser, trumat maser dami, since we compared it to trumat maser, maybe it takes on the full identity of trumat maser. Odilma, bo, when the Torah says, umetu vo kiyachaluluhu, about eating truma intentionally, and vachamishito, its fifth has to be added on when eating unintentionally, meit rachmana, meaning it's only trumat dagan, truma of grains, and perhaps of certain fruits, where there's mitah b'dei shamayim and the chamishit, but not for trumat lachmei todah. Medamat o'ena medamat. And a similar question is, if one of those breads falls into similar breads, are they all now truma? Or do we just take one out and give it to the Kohen and they're good to go? The basic question is, does it have a ritual aspect of truma, or is it simply a possession issue, a gift? The answer is take, we're not clear. Amar Tom Lomar Tiyana, I mentioned in the Brayta when he said Tiyana proved that you have to bring 10 Isronot and not 2. So Matomuda, well, how do we get from Tiyana? So Yitzchak Rav Dimi Tiyana Ktiv, it says it with 2 yods, so it's like the 2 yods are there to tell you Tiyana, the extra yod is tell you as a gematria 10, so you bring 10 Isaron. Okay, Ema Sarakfizi, maybe it means just 10 small pieces that together make an Isaron. The Torah is talking about Esronot, Tiyana. Shtei Esronim, Tiyana. So Tiyana is 10 of those. It's alluding to 10 of those Esronot. Now, how do we know that the matzah gets 10 total? That was near the end of the Braita. Question is, wait a second. We learn that Lechem Chameitz is 10 Esronot from elsewhere. It's not explicit here. We got it from Lechem Shtei Lechem. And now you want to go from there and now apply it to matzah? Something that, and remember this whole sugya that we had in Zvachim, Adaf Mem Tet, a very long sugya that went through Hekesh, Kzer HaShava, Kal Vachom, and Binyanav, and seeing whether any two of those lined up can ever be used. And Davar Lomem Hekesh cannot, Hekesh can't be strung along. The answer is Hemen of Davar Acheru. That we didn't just learn it from a hekesh, we also learned it from Davar Acher, from Taviyu. That's not called a hekesh, and therefore, it's a solid limud that chametz is 10, and therefore, via hekesh, we apply it to the matzah. That only works if you say, hey, menu, but Davar Acher is not a hekesh. The answer is Taviyu, ribuyu. The word Taviyu in the pasuk of Shtei Alechem is a ribuy that says you always bring one isaron per chalah. And that's how we know that that the chametz firmly is that, and then via hekesh we are able to apply it to the matzah. Okay, we'll pause at this point, pick it up in the next podcast at the beginning of Mishnah Bet on Daf Ayin Chet Amud Aleph. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.